and welcome to another episode of Low Tide in Twilight. I'm so excited to talk about chapter 20. Are you ready to dive into the drama? Because I am. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert. I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal for Joshi. Chapter 20 starts off with Taiju and Aeon having a heart-to-heart outside while enjoying some beer. Taiju reveals that Yongdo is finally out of the hospital and drops a bombshell on Aeon. Yongdo apparently wants to sue Aeon for the hospital bill he incurred due to the injury that Aeon caused. But wait, here's a twist. Taiju actually told Yongdo that he is not allowed to sue or take revenge on Aeon. So, what a plot twist. He's hiding something from Aeon, probably to keep him on a short leash. Taiju, being curious person that he is, asks Aeon why he broke Yongdo's head in the first place. Aeon reveals that it was because Yongdo grabbed him inappropriately. Taiju then drops another bombshell on Aeon. It costs 1 million won to cover Yongdo's hospital bill, and guess what? Taiju already paid for it. But don't worry, it's not like he did it out of the goodness of his heart. He tells Aeon that it will be added to his debt since he already owes Taiju a lot of money. Aeon is not really happy about it, but he has no other choice because there's no point going to another loan shark for a debt. He's probably going to be treated far less than what Taiju has already offered Aeon. So in the end, Aeon reluctantly agrees to pay Taiju back since he knows that he has no other options. It's clear that this debt is Taiju's way of keeping Aeon by his side. It's like he's acting like a lovesick teenager who has a crush and will do anything to keep the person they like close to them. Taiju checks on Aeon and asks if he is still okay and with everything that's happening. Aeon responds with a heart-wrenching statement. He wishes he could just forget everything that he's done in his life. It's clear that Aeon is going through a rough time and he just wants to escape from all of it. But don't worry, there's a silver lining to this dark cloud. Aeon has been with Aeon since he was a baby and has helped him grow up since his mother left Aeon after giving birth because the mother didn't want to be associated with their father Sayuk. Taiju tries to comfort Aeon and they share a sweet kiss afterwards. It's a moment like this that makes fangirls like me keep a heartbeat. Wow, what a chapter. We got to see a vulnerable side of Aeon and we saw Taiju's protective side. It's clear that there's a deep connection between these two characters and I can't help to see what their relation, where their relationship goes next. That's all for this episode of Low Tide in Twilight. Stay tuned in the next chapter, which promises to be as exciting as this one. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.